HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. We're delighted to be bringing Amit Ramani, who is the founder of this absolutely incredible co-working space called Office, with a very interesting spelling, A-W-F-I-S. When I first saw Office, I was wondering what this was about. And then as I got to know Amit a little better through the YPO, I realized what an amazing company he's building. So Amit, once again, welcome to the show.
And thank you, Ashutosh.
I think what is absolutely fascinating is the amazing journey you've had with HOK Consulting, with Toyota Motor, with the Environment Group. Different question that I ask all my guests on my podcast. What is your biggest learning from your biggest failure?
We've had many, many failures, right? I've had 4 entrepreneurship ventures that have completely failed. But I think more than the failures, I think the biggest regret that I have is that in 2001, when I was graduating from Cornell, we were selected as one of 2 businesses that were to be funded out of 100 pitches that were done as part of the entrepreneurship program at Cornell. And I didn't take the plunge at that stage. And I regret that if I had done that in 2001 versus 2010, when I finally became, I feel that I lost 10 years of my entrepreneurial journey. Many reasons, but I think that's a big regret that I still hold, that if I had taken that plunge, life would have been really different.
Maybe we may have been 1 million seats by now.
Maybe
we may have been doing something else. Already.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I meet a lot of young entrepreneurs who basically drive their business because of valuation. And I often tell them, valuation has to be the result of your business rather than the other way around. What are your thoughts on this? Because you've got a very valuable business.
I think, honestly, Ashutosh, we firmly believe at Office that the only valuation that matters is the public markets, yeah. Right? And the public markets only reward you if you have built a solid business on first principles. So for us, the first 2 years of our journey was about learning, right? So we learned really well. Once we learned, we scaled up really well, right? I mean, we scaled up and executed, because in India, there is lots of strategy, but wherever meets the road is about execution, which we did over the last 3 years. And today we've turned profitable at a company level in November of 2018. So today, our next 3 years journey is about taking the business public. So valuation to us really doesn't matter, right? I mean, for us, what was important was, have you built a business? Does the business make money? Does the business have a great contribution margin? And have you de-risked your business because you're in the real estate space? And we've done all of those things. So today, it's all about by 2022 for us to take the business IPO. My firm advice to every entrepreneur would be, build a first principles business. Once the business is there, valuation will come.
Correct. So last question, what would your advice be to young entrepreneurs who are starting up their journey?
So, Ashutosh, India today, 72% of the entrepreneurs are below 35 years of age. 50% of the world's population is going to be the millennials, right? In India, it's going to be 65%. I would just say 2 words, start today. There is no better place in the world where a digital economy has taken off. It's a democracy where it's a level playing field. A country that grows at about 7-8% GDP growth. Start today. There is no better place to do business in the world today. And with all the initiatives by the government and the support by the government, I think the time is now. So start today.
Thank you. That's very, very good advice. And I'm sure all our young friends who are listening to you would have heard these 2 words of start today. So Amit, thank you once again for being on our podcast, The Brand Called You. It's great to have you with us. And when you do your IPO, I hope we'll get you back on our podcast.
Sure. Huh? Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com. Or suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.